Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve's End of the Morning here on KNSS at 8:46 on a Friday. Three big things. Two new vaccines required for Kansas students. Hepatitis A and meningitis. Wichita police officer formally charged with helping a woman avoid arrest. U.S. Navy says it destroyed an Iranian drone. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting tonight, we've got some construction. This is going on I-235. It's going to be closing a section of I-235 for the weekend. A part of I-235 closing, it is between North Meridian and the North Junction with I-135. They're taking out the old Seneca Street Bridge over the highway there. And I-235 will be open again Monday morning. But again, that's they're demolishing that old Seneca Street Bridge. And this weekend, it'll be closed. I-235 closed between North Meridian and I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 100 degrees. Heat index could go up to 108. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 78. Then Saturday, sunny and hot with a high again of 100 degrees. Now partly cloudy, and we have a south wind at 17 miles per hour and 80 degrees. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning. Bill O'Reilly has the news of the week.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck coming up at 9 this morning here on KNSS. Five guys were arrested Wednesday after they got into a fight while eating at
Five Guys.
Naturally, the incident happened in Florida.
You can't make this up.
At a Five Guys burger restaurant in Stewart, two adults and three underage guys got into an argument, which escalated into an all-out free-for-all, according to an arrest report.
Come on now.
It's unclear what started the disagreement. All five were charged with a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail. Five guys getting into it at the Five Guys. All right, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all finished the day in the green Thursday.
Markets paring their losses in the final hour of trading after being whipsawed by a myriad of international and domestic headlines. The Dow closing up 3, the S&P up 10, the NASDAQ up 22. Boeing says it will book $5 billion in charges to compensate the families of victims of the two 737 MAX jet crashes earlier this year. The company says the prolonged grounding of the jet will weigh on financial results. And it was all eyes on Microsoft after the close, the company reporting a double beat on earnings along with 40% growth in revenue from its cloud computing services. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
A Utah boy, probably the most famous new entrepreneur in the country. His name, Seth Parker, age 11. You may have seen his photos of his soda stand online. He holds a sign saying, ice cold beer, with the word root written above the word beer in small print. Police in Brigham City, Utah say they got calls from several residents concerned about a young boy selling alcohol in front of a church. Officers realized that it was a marketing ploy instead of a violation and posted a photo of the Seth calling his setup a twist on a lemonade stand. Meanwhile, Seth's mom says the attention has led to at least 60 people a day coming to the stand.
We'll see. Yep.
It just goes to show you
marketing.
Marketing and advertising work, right? Yeah,
exactly.
By the way, if you're out there and you own or run a business, we still have sponsorship packages left. This is dead serious.
Yes.
To advertise during the Kansas City Chiefs games on KNSS. Hello, the Chiefs are going to be hot this year. They were hot last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're the radio station, okay? The number to call is 685-2121.
Might want to get in on that.
Oh, yeah, could be a good deal for everybody involved. 850 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning talking about an opportunity zone, what that is. Right, sir?
That's exactly right. Good morning, Steve and
Ted. Good morning.
Good story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, opportunity zones. A lot of opportunity in those zones. that were created in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Investors can take advantage of tax shelters. Business owners can improve their businesses. Those who own real estate can, in the zones, can get investors. And cities can see some of their less developable areas in, of town get improved. 9 opportunity zones in Wichita, 74 around the state. The Business Journal enlisted local and national experts to help us explain how opportunity zones were created and how they can be used inside a package of stories that begin in the weekly edition on page 10. Our experts agree if folks are interested, they need to act with a sense of urgency. This week we spend 10 minutes with Courtney Bengtson. She's the Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Wichita Community Foundation. She and the foundation working on a project that is intended to strengthen local journalism. The funding for the project comes from the Knight Foundation, passed through the Wichita Community Foundation. You guys know Teresa Veazey.
Teresa Veazey. Ted, yeah. Wake up. Yes, we know Teresa Veazey.
Yeah, from the
Art Museum.
Art Museum, yeah. Well, she wanted me to pass along some information about an event that's coming up next week.
I'm sorry, we don't have time for that.
Okay. No problem. Okay. See, there you go, Teresa. I tried.
Good old buddies, Teresa. No, go ahead. Tell us about it.
Let me. It's a deal. Dramatic reading of bad press releases, and I'm doing it. And Tom Shine at KMUW doing it. Go to prsakansas.org for more information about that. prsakansas.org.
That will be fantastic.
How do you? I'm kind of lost. You mean they're badly written, or it's bad news?
Well, it could be any of the above. Yeah. Okay. But they are dramatic readings of bad press releases.
Poorly written.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You going to do your Ross Perot imitation there? Bring your
big ears? I may have to throw
that
in.
Here's what happened, you know, right?
Huh? I say here's the deal.
Yeah. He'd be a great anchorman, you know. the late Ross Perot. All right. Where's the information on that, Bill?
PRSAKansas.org.
All right.
The Public Relations Society of America, Kansas.
Teresa Veazey. She is so artsy. You know,
she is artsy.
She goes to. She never wears shoes. She likes to do free-form dancing around the art museum. She's quite a
free spirit. That's for sure.
She's a free spirit. All right, Steve and Ted. Poll question this week is: will you use Wichita's new rental electric scooters? And I'll bet you, Bill Roy will when he's going to lunch down there.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to use them yet, but I do plan on it.
Here are the choices. Will you use it maybe a few times here and there for fun? 10%. As much as possible, this is a great transit option. 3%. Never 87%.
There you go.
Apparently, the people who are involved with our website are not big scooter people.
Scooter riders.
Put that up. Yeah.
I saw two kiddos in Eastboro.
See?
Of course, when they're zooming through Eastboro on those things, they look like they're going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, if I see them in my neighborhood, I'll know they're stolen.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how people are using them and how so far not much in the way of enforcement of the rules.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. The poll question is on our website, knssradio.com. Will you use Wichita's new rental electric scooters? Okay, big deal at my house, as you know, Bill, yesterday, my twin granddaughters, Mary and Jocelyn, celebrating their birthday.
Right.
They are twins, so they celebrate on the same day, coincidentally,
right.
You know. So they got, you know, 13. So what do they get? They got a couple of new bicycles, right?
Oh, wow.
And they got some nice, the grandparents gave them took them shopping, got some very nice clothing. And so
nice.
They were set there. And today, my wife is taking them this morning out to get their nails done.
Right.
This will be the fingernails and the pedicure.
Mani-pedi,
and I don't think they've ever had that done before, so it's a big deal.
You know, exciting.
They're teenagers now.
And
nice. I had them on the air yesterday. I don't know if you heard that segment yesterday.
Yes,
I had them
did.
On the air, and they were just, I thought they did fine. I don't know.
They were great. They were very nice, the young ladies, and very well-spoken.
The one line that sticks is when I asked them, you know, what's the best thing about being my granddaughter, and Mary piped up with the publicity.
The publicity, yeah. There you go.
Apparently,
know her.
They like to. They like to. You know that. Hey, your pop is on the radio.
Yeah.
So far, it's worked out pretty good for him. But I wouldn't push it too far. I remember the time that my son was pulled over for speeding, and he told the officer, "My dad is so and so on the radio." And the officer looked at him and said, "So." and wrote him a nice ticket.
Tough crowd.
There you go.
Yeah, it doesn't always work. All right,
talk about
gentlemen.
Juice right
you
there.
You bet. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, U.S. Navy says it shot down an Iranian drone, and the Iranians are saying, no, you didn't. That's coming up at 9 this morning on our news here on KNSS. Weekend ahead. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. It's already 80 degrees.
Got pain? Need relief? Let Ideal Feet be the answer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.